USA Radio News.
The Federal Reserve intensified its fight against high inflation on Wednesday, raising its key interest rate by 0.75 points. The Fed's benchmark short-term rate will now be pegged to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%. It's the largest bump since 1994. A 19-year-old man could face a felony charge of making terrorist threats after officers say he posted plans on social media to carry out a mass shooting in Missouri. The Blue Springs Police Department says those threats caused at least 9 school districts in the eastern suburbs to cancel summer camps and classes on Wednesday. An FDA advisory panel gave a thumbs up on Wednesday to COVID-19 vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for kids under the age of 5. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Congress continues its partisan January 6th hearings.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first two in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Churches and pro-life facilities have been attacked at least 41 times in less than 2 months. A review by the Washington Stand notes the violence against these Christian entities include arson, vandalism, property theft, and property destruction. The Biden Department of Homeland Security issued a terrorism threat that claimed both sides of the abortion debate are dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on, that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
U.S. border agents are fuming after the U.S. Department of Justice said it will punish agents falsely accused of whipping migrants last year.
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a 9-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay.
Fox News is reporting the CDP will file administrative violations to those people in a matter of days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, tested positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. The 81-year-old advisor is fully vaccinated and has been boosted twice, according to a statement. Fauci is experiencing mild symptoms and is isolating. Country superstar and actress Dolly Parton is donating $1 million to pediatric infectious disease research at Vanderbilt University Medical Center in Nashville. The new gift is one of several Parton has made to the center over the years, including a $1 million gift in April 2020 for COVID-19 vaccine research. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.